No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world, and today I'm here with the fucking iconic duo, Ray Shrimmer, Sway Lee, and Jimmy. How you guys doing?
Good, my brother. Shrimp life, you know what I'm saying? Shrimp three'd out. Shrimp three's three. Up.
That's what it's all about right now. Shrimp three, right?
Shrimp three going crazy.
yeah, man, I'm fucking hyped to get you guys in here. You guys are definitely like just an anomaly in the rap world because you guys just produce hits at a rate that I don't know if you can point at anybody else in the game, including like the biggest stars, and say that they got the same batting average as you guys on your albums.
Appreciate that, for real. We try to put out quality, you know what I'm saying? Quality over quantity.
That's crazy. It's got to be quite a process. Anyway, I wanted to hand over these Bearwoods Monster Blunts. I realized a second ago that there's like a huge one and a slightly smaller one. But the slightly smaller one has the fucking keef all over it, so.
God damn.
And you guys asked if we could smoke weed in the first place, so I didn't even have to tell you guys. But yeah, there you go. When I think about Ray Shrimmer, I think about a blunt like that size.
Yeah.
Everything extra large.
Right behind the ear. There you go. All right, so
the extra large, man.
Yeah. How much do you guys say that you smoke on an average day, average tour? What's it like?
We wake up, roll up. I say about like minimum like 10 blunts, maybe.
10 blunts a day?
On a bad day.
Yeah.
Probably like 20, 30 on a good day.
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing. What if you're like at Coachella? It could probably be like 50, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's going to be a lot because it's going to be more heads. You're going to have to roll more blunts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you guys are kind of like this crazy outlier scenario in the rap world where I feel like you're monster stars, but your songs are so gigantic that sometimes like people, they don't know exactly, like they forget about the story of where you guys came from and everything, and they feel like this might have just happened overnight. You ever get that feeling?
Yeah, for real. And then the new fans come along and don't really know, you know what I'm saying, your whole story too. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, we came from the basement though, Tupelo, Mississippi. Broke, 9 to 5, you know what I'm saying, trying to just live check to check, you know what I'm saying? Just chasing our dreams from a small city, country city.
Hell yeah. I feel like that's kind of the thing that we try to like drill down on in these interviews is sort of like that early come up and stuff, because it's like you guys have so many fans, but a lot of them, you know, they don't necessarily like, they look at you guys being so successful and it's hard for them to imagine the grind that you guys necessarily had to come from. But I was doing a lot of reading today. You guys have definitely been putting in work for a long ass time before Mike Will Made It came into the picture, before you guys were number one on Billboard.
Yeah, for real.
So what's the age checks real quick? I forget.
I'm 23, Joy.
Man, I'm 22. Hey, what's up, Shrimp Life?
Let's talk about those early days. Let's talk about when you guys were real young. Like, you kind of moved all over the place when you were young, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about that. Where did you guys start out?
We started off, I was born in Inglewood, California. I was born there, like, I was super young, like, till I was about 5 or 6. My mom met somebody then. We ended up moving to Mississippi. Down south, we lived in like Maryland, like Texas, though, like all kind of places, you know what I'm saying? But like the majority of the time, it was in Mississippi, you know what I'm saying? Tupelo, Mississippi, northern Mississippi, small town, population like 11,000, you know what I'm saying? And then a large portion was in Texas too, actually. Waco, Killeen.
Waco.
My level's real low now in my headphone.
Waco, Killeen.
You know now it's too low?
Waco, Killeen, goddamn. Just cooking up songs, you know what I'm saying? We just started getting the technology and shit. Like, nigga picked up Fruity Loops, started making beats. My beats sucked like a motherfucker at first. They was just like, I'm like, this shit sound like trash. But you know what I'm saying? I kept staying with it. Like, nigga had Fruity Loops 6 or like some shit, some low shit. Like, when it first started, Fruity Loops 5 or something. Like, every time I aged, it came with a new Fruity Loops every year. But niggas really got into music. Like Jim was rapping. He was doing poetry, like all kind of crazy shit. You know what I'm saying?
Poetry.
He's snapping.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's cool. I went to a fucking hip-hop poetry lounge with my girlfriend the other day and got to see a bunch of weird hip-hop style poetry. You know, like,
the flowers grew like in the...
That's not what I was on.
Oh, okay. What were you on?
Nah, man. We used to be real... You know, you remember back in the day when everybody used to be into that freestyle battle rap?
Oh, okay.
So, you know what I'm saying? I used to go to air school. I'd be, like, one of them kids that'd be, like, rapping in the school would be a big circle around them. And then I'd be janking on somebody, so... I had started off doing that, and then Sway had joined me, you know what I'm saying, later on. But then I was like, even back then, I'd be like, damn, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Before that, poetry.
No, I wasn't really no poet, but like, Goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, poet.
I was doing that, goddamn, before. Anyways, I was doing that before, goddamn.
Oh, that was the blunt hitting the ground with a glass tip. That's a loud-ass blunt. R.I.P. Oh, it broke. All right, we're going to roll about four blunts out of this, huh?
Oh, we can still make this song.
I mean, you guys can just fucking take...
That's still lightable, though.
That's hilarious that the shit... Yeah, you could still light it like that, or you could kind of repurpose it. That's pretty funny that it fell out. Oh, yeah, all right, sorry. Yeah, so when you were, like, rapping in the school and stuff, was that just, like, a natural evolution of you just, like, getting jokes off on people and it sort of transformed into rapping?
That's just what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like me trying to joke on nobody. I just like to rap. And so that's what I did from every school I had went to when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a survival mechanism at a certain point, right?
It's just what I like to do. You know what I'm saying? It was like a thing. It was a thing back then. So you know what I'm saying? So that's what I did. It wasn't no survival mechanism. I don't know. Just that what I did.
Niggas was cooking up songs too. Like niggas had songs and shit. Like I started fucking with the Nuendo shit. Like it's like early Pro Tools. It's kind of like Pro Tools. It's called Nuendo.
So you're serious about the beats early on, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I fuck with the beats. I started getting good at making beats and shit. I started getting more sound kits. You know what I'm saying? Started cracking and hacking.
Right.
Computer sound software, you know what I'm saying? Started going crazy. And then I started making good beats. The first beat that went big, it's called, you know, No Type. It was No Type.
Oh, really?
I made that joint. Yeah, me and Mike Will and them.
Holy shit.
We cooked that joint up.
Okay, so you were working with him. When you started working with
him? Oh, that's way later down the line, though. I'm talking about, like, before that, I had made, like, all the songs in our Tupelo, like, when we stayed in Tupelo and shit. And it was, like, we had a song that started popping. It's called Party Animal. This shit just started popping. Right. I made a beat on that motherfucker. That shit was just...
So a lot of the songs on your first album were around for a while before the actual album took place?
Oh, no. When we first, like, broke into the music industry, that was, like, way later down the line. Like, we was, like, out of high school at that point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
We ended up moving from Mississippi to Atlanta. Like, one of our homies in Tupelo, Mississippi, his name was JJ. His cousins was working with Mike Will. They was the ear drummers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So they was cooking up. Like, before they even blew up, they was locked in with us. You know what I'm saying? Calling us every day. Like, yo, what y'all doing, bro? We calling them. What y'all doing? What y'all doing? They sending us crazy beats, like, unlike any other beats. You know what I'm saying? And then they ended up blowing up with, like, Tupac's bag, like, making all them early hits. Like, the radio with Mike Will. And then, like, they ended up getting, like, a big break, and they started getting hella bands, just, like, you know what I'm saying, getting their sack right, getting their bag right. And they ended up telling us, yo, y'all come to Atlanta, man. We got to lock in. It's time to go big. It's time to, like, really, you know what I'm saying, like, reach out and just try to make some music that's going to pop and just get y'all, like, change our lives, basically.
So they kind of knew that you guys were the super talented ones, even, like, real early on. They had a sense.
Yeah, they believed in us like a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? They believed in us. And they was our homies, you know what I'm saying? We ended up leaving our apartment in Tupelo. We had an apartment, you know what I'm saying? We were working 9 to 5, doing whatever we got to do to get some bands. So we had an apartment, you know what I'm saying? We ended up leaving the apartment, boom, going to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? Living in the basement, just cooking up songs with the ear drummers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then...
That's crazy.
We cooked No Flex on, like, No Type. Basically, the whole Shrimp Life 1 album, that was, like, done in the basement.
Really?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's fucking insane. So at that point... Like, Jimmy, do you remember, like, the point where you realized that his production was getting really good?
Yeah, but, Shrimp Life 3 about to drop. Yeah, so shout out to the new album, man. Y'all go get that. And we done dropped, like, 5 singles. Brinks Truck, Chanel, Hurt to Look, Guatemala, you know what I'm saying? Whatchamacallit? Power Glide. And Close featuring Travis Scott, and Power Glide featuring Juicy J, and Chanel featuring Pharrell.
Slappers.
You know what I'm saying? Mike Will, 30 Rock on the production. Y'all go get them singles.
Yeah.
Slappers.
Do you get kind of like sick about talking about the early work and stuff because you just have like been over it so many times?
Man, we dropped 2 albums in like, you know what I'm saying? We dropped them a few years apart.
They
you know what I'm saying? So every interview we go to, we always get asked the same questions. And you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be like no asshole or nothing, but you know what I'm saying?
No, I respect that for sure.
You got to remind
them. We get asked the same question, so it's like now our fans know so much about us, so now if they listening to an interview, I want them to know something else. But they know we got this new album in the drop, so I really want them to be excited about that, you know what I'm saying? Shrimp Life.
That's true. And this is No Jumper, where we kind of are doing it from like an underground perspective too. So I feel like, you know, the fans want to see something new. They want to see something exciting about, you know, they want to get to know you guys on a deeper level.
Yeah, they want to know like, who is Sway Lee? Who is Slim Jimmy? You know what I'm saying? That's part of the album too. That's why we got 2 signs, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. I want to know too, like what goes through Sway Lee's head when he wakes up in the morning? What goes through Jimmy's head when he's, you know, sitting on the toilet in the morning, just sort of getting his mind right for the day?
lot of stuff be going through my head, but first of all, you got to just figure out what you're going to wear. Figure out what you're going to take over.
Every day, yeah. The what you wear decision is big based on, like, what you're going to do for that day.
Yeah. You know it's going to be some sauce, though, some sway.
I wake up and say, fuck the world. And I turn up, and then I do whatever the fuck I want to do. And that's what I'm going to keep on doing, you know what I'm saying? Bruh, nigga, we be going hard. Like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? When I wake up, and if I'm on the toilet, I'm smoking a blunt anyway. So, like, earlier you asked us how many blunts we smoke, and the answer would be a lot. You know what I'm saying? I can't give you a number, because it's not a number. It's a lot.
You gotta figure out what flight you gotta catch.
Every day 420, nigga. I was born on 420. You know what I'm saying? I was reborn on 420. Streamline.
Wow, that's crazy. 420 is such a crazy list of people who were born on that date. And, you know, then there's the whole weed thing as well.
It's a national holiday.
Slim Jimmy was born on 420.
It's a national holiday. If you don't celebrate 420, then you're unpatriotic.
Do you guys do anything interesting for 420 this year?
Man, we partied with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, we turned up with Snoop Dogg in Vegas.
We was at Club Dre's, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vegas. We partied internationally, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do.
That's serious. I mean, Snoop Dogg, his time on 420 is very valuable. So to even be in the same place as him, that's very important.
Man, I was faded, bro.
No, we
I
had
was
to smoke drinking, the whole building.
I was drinking Grey Goose the whole day. So you know what I'm saying? We get to the club. We with Snoop. He hit the stage. Everything cool. Get off stage. He tells us, hey, come back, man. We got this new, you know what I'm saying, strand we want you to try. I was so drunk. You know what I'm saying? I never made it to get to try that strand because as soon as I left the club, crashed out. You know what I'm saying? Crashed out. Right. Head first in the pillow.
That's kind of amazing that Snoop Dogg is still that excited about, like, new types of weed and shit. Like, he's really the godfather of the shit.
He go crazy.
I seen you guys on his talk show, too, and that was...
Yeah, that was lit.
That was cool. It's always nice to get to see how he, like, vibes with the younger talent.
He still got sauce. He still got sauce to this day.
He's definitely got sauce. And it's crazy to think that, like, when he was, you know, early 20s or whatever, he was, like, the coolest motherfucker in the rap game, like, the young, cool, new dude, you know?
Yeah.
And he's still just out here, just still, like, somehow seamlessly transitioned into being, like, the coolest grandpa you could ever imagine role.
Uncle Snoop. Not
he's a
real.
Fly guy. He's just in him.
Yeah. He's a good guy. You know, we got some mutual friends, too. We got DJ Fu and you guys know Stat Quo, I'm sure.
Hell yeah. Fu, that's my brother.
Those are good friends of mine. Stat's always hauling him. He was over here the other day, and actually him and Lil Xan crossed the street. They went and got coffees for everybody, right? He gets me a fucking medium hot coffee, and then TMZ got a story the next day that's like, Lil Xan isn't protesting Starbucks.
Damn.
Because you know the two black guys got arrested at Starbucks?
Yeah, that was fucked up.
They took Lil Xan buying a cup of coffee there as him not protesting Starbucks. I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn.
The world has gone crazy.
Yeah.
Not that I don't feel bad for these guys who got arrested.
We just did a little song on Xan album. You might go get that too. That hook right there is phenomenal.
Yeah, I always wonder how much you guys have managed to work together in terms of the whole Eardrummers universe.
Yeah. We know Fu is Eardrummer Gang, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was just, you know what I'm saying? That's a no-brainer.
DJ Fu is a great guy.
He be killing shit, yeah.
He saw me on my Instagram story at the Porn Awards, which you guys went to that one year, didn't you?
AVN Awards.
Yep. It's worth it.
He was hitting me up like, yo, I cannot believe you didn't ask me to go with you. I'm like, I figured if you wanted to go you would go.
I want to go every year, bro.
Oh, yeah. I think that shit tight.
Oh, yeah. It's fun as fuck.
Booth to booth.
You just get to meet so many girls that are the types of girls who just want to hang out and have fun. You just like it's perfectly targeted to the types of chicks that I'm assuming you guys probably want to party with.
Yeah, they definitely gonna bring the vibes to the party. Like just had them in the mix of the party.
I'm just gonna say it's just like a fun environment. It's like not what you would
they
expect.
They free spirit.
You know what I'm saying? It's really not what you would expect. But I had a good time when I went, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to the AVN.
It's just good to be free spirited like that, you know what I'm saying?
Did you guys go to the award show itself for a little while?
Yeah, we performed.
Oh, you did? Okay, because Lil Wayne performed this year that I went. So you guys were that dude that year. That's amazing.
Yeah, that jump was lit. It was like 20 performers on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. And it's hilarious, too, because they'll be talking about, like, you know, the best anal scene. And these girls are getting, they're winning, and they're going up on stage crying their eyes out because they're being recognized for how good they are.
Man, we talking about Shrimp Life.
They don't even worry about that. They don't, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, Shrimp Life 3, man. Shrimp 3, come on,
put
we can't get off topic, man.
All right,
Three's up.
I'll give you that. What is up with the new album that is significantly different than like the last ones, like steps that you took that you feel like really, really changed?
It's just like, it's like the evolution of Ray Shrimmer. Then you getting even more personal. You getting to meet Slim Jimmy and you getting to meet Sway Lee. You know what I'm saying? Ray Shrimmer is one person, one unit, you know what I'm saying? So we getting even deeper. We giving y'all a triple side, you know what I'm saying? Triple sided album. Like no duo has ever done that, not to my knowledge at least.
So it's one solo album from each of you, and then like a joint project that's the basis of the triple album.
Yep, Shrimp Life 3 is basically the Ray Shrimmer side. Then we took it a step further. You know what I'm saying? You got the Gym Production, and you got Swaycation.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, because people always want to, you know, have that conversation. Like, will Ray Shrimmer ever break up?
Yeah, there was a lot of talk like that in the air, too. We seen that, too. That's another reason we did it. We like, okay, boom.
That's the number one
question.
Let's
just show them. Like, we just like, you know what I'm saying? We just show them.
Have you guys been having that conversation since real early on about never breaking up? Because I feel like it's really important if you're going to start a rap group that you got to have that. And I mean, you guys are brothers, so it's kind of different. But you got to have that solidarity from early on and just be like, if we're going to do this as a group, we got to stick out together.
Yeah, we brothers. It should be understood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you guys being brothers, does that mean that you are you guys must be very comfortable fighting or arguing or whatever. Like, when it does come around, I'm just assuming that, you know.
Do you got a brother?
No, I got a little sister, though.
Do you fight with your little sister?
When I used to live with her? Hell yeah.
If you and your little sister, I'm about to ask you a question.
Started a rap group together.
Not a rap group. If you and your little sister just started something, you know what I'm saying, together, and that changed your life. Y'all went from having nothing, from eating like top ramen and peanut butter and bread, to like living the life that you could dream about, right? Mm-hmm. Would y'all be beefing because you or your little sister was getting more attention? Would y'all be beefing to the point where you'll be like, hey man, fuck this. I'm the shit. I'm going off by myself. Would you do that?
As a 34-year-old, probably not. But you guys were very, very young when you made it.
Yeah, I was 19.
I know. And when you're 19, you really don't know shit about how the fucking world works. Yeah, you could do all kinds of crazy shit.
You got
shit.
A picture of it. But yeah, when you actually get into them shoes, it's a whole different world. Mm. But yeah, you fight to stay out the hood. You know what I'm saying? You fight to keep from being broke. You know what I'm saying? You fight
that was
to
the
prove
whole
who you are. Like,
right there.
We just making good music. We brothers. We a duo. We're going to keep hitting them back to back. We got a good reputation. You know what I'm saying? We always spread good energy. We put out quality music. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, we just getting the bag together, traveling the world. You know what I'm saying? First class flights, two different cities in a day. You know what I'm saying? I don't even be stunned that. Like, I don't let nothing like an argument. Like, that's how you know we really passionate about it. We get to argue. You know, that's going to come.
Right.
But arguments ain't nothing. We get to a, you know what I'm saying, get to an agreement, keep it moving. Get to the next bag, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of people make it, you know, and then they fuck it up, like, really quick.
Yeah, for real.
That's kind of the amazing thing about you guys.
We seen so many groups coming. We seen, like, damn, what fucked them up? They split up. What fucked them up? What? Boom, they split up. What's fucked this group up? Damn, they split up. What fuck? You know what I'm saying? Not saying no names. Just saying we just been watching. You know, we grew up in this shit, too, so, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, we got a system. We Ray Shrimmer, you know what I'm saying? We winning the world, no Ray Shrimmer, to the most part, you know what I'm saying? We family, you know what I'm saying? They know us. Why fuck up something that's winning? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I keep, you know what I'm saying? I just keep on doing what's working. Keep on doing what the fans love. You know what I'm saying?
How you feel about that wood right there?
This one right here, fire. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't tell what the Keith do, but I guess we'll see in a few minutes. But it's tight,
the
though.
The Keith makes me fucking cough my fucking lungs out. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, the Keith is going to take you up another level.
Shout out to this Boss Wood, man. We had No Jumper right now. You did.
So you guys already knew about No Jumper before we all met up like 20 minutes ago because...
Yeah, I put that shit in one of my raps. I was like, he didn't have no jumper. Some shit. I said that shit in one of my raps.
Ooh, we lit then. That's fire.
For real. That shit hard. Y'all hard.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Because one time I was hanging out with your photographer back here. And
Shout out Nigel. Fucking Nigel.
He just mentioned, boy. I was like, you think you can get them to do the podcast? And he's like, man, he's like, I don't even know if they know about it, honestly. He's like, they just be chilling and partying and shit. He goes, I don't know.
Everything going on.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, Shrimp.
We got to take shots at him for thinking you guys might not know.
nah, you probably just.
Let's be real about it. What are the things that you guys feel like you end up kind of competing on? Because I'm like looking at the jewelry game right now. It's very, very different on both
Being
of you.
Being the freshest.
Being the freshest in general.
I really don't know because, like, we two different people. So, you know what I'm saying? Some stuff that you find important, I don't even care about that shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know what we'd be competing on because, like, right now where I'm at, I'm living my best life. You dig what I'm saying? Shout out to Ear Drummers, you know what I'm saying? Ear to Ear, Mike Will made it, all that shit. I'm like...
Yeah, we just push each other to be the best versions of ourselves, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I just like, you know what I'm saying? I just like winning, and I like doing what I'm doing, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problems. So I guess it's no comp.
Yeah, for sure. What about, how do you guys feel about, like, the first time I seen you was at a fucking huge festival? How does that feel when you walk out there and you got 40,000 people screaming your fucking lyrics back at you?
It should be crazy. It should be exciting.
Shout out to the fans.
It should be invigorating.
I love
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Invigorating.
Yeah. Should be making my heart.
You know what I'm saying? You want a crowd surf, like, you wish you could just rap to the people in the very back. You know what I'm saying? They all came out here to see you. Like, all these people, they love you.
I want
to
get
all these
drunk
people love you. So you just like, damn, bro, this real. Like, this real. This real life right now. You
know I'm the one to get drunk with everybody.
You really just want to know what, like, what words they all know. Because you might be overseas. They might not even speak English. You really just want to see, do y'all really fuck with me? Do y'all really know these words? Cut the beat up.
I'll be wishing, you know, we could jump off the stage and then walk through the crowd and then the whole crowd apart. And then we get in the middle, it'll be like a big circle around us. All them 40,000 people just jumping and crazy. And then me and Sway just in the middle performing. You know what I'm saying? Then we do the whole show. Then we could just like get on a
pass
rope.
Pass out pieces.
Get on a rope or something and then just climb out. You
a
know
rope,
what I'm saying?
Just fly through,
about,
hanging
pass
from
out
a
helicopter or something. Just, you know what I mean? That's my dream performance, but it's going to be lit every time.
Mm. Now that should be crazy, bro.
Let me ask you this. The difference between, you're talking about going overseas and shit, and there might be 40,000 people that came out to see you, but they don't really understand your lyrics. They're a little bit lost.
They be knowing all the songs. They can't say,
but
they be vibing his head, bro. Look, they can't say, hi, my name is Ed, in English, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But they know every one of the lyrics to the song, and they know them by heart, and they scream them louder than we is, you know what I'm saying?
We really Rosetta Stone, like when you go to them foreign countries, we really sound like Rosetta Stone.
Right. And I mean, when you have a hit, that's like an international language, and you guys got hits out the ass. Like, if you, there's a lot of popular rappers out there where you kind of like, their fans know all the words, and the words are what mean something to them. With you guys, you got that rhythm, that melody that'll just make the shit fucking, you know, in Germany, they'll be able to respect it, and they don't need, they
move
don't need
to it,
Yeah.
As long as they can move to it, we feel like if you can move to it, and it's like, if you can relate to it and move to it, it's like a, and they make your hair, the hair on the back of your neck stand up, it's a fucking hit.
Ideal night for both of you, is it going out partying, being in the clubs, or is it just being in the studio and just working at your craft?
Ideal night for me, if those are two options, boom, I'm going to turn the studio to the club and kill two birds with one stone. I'm going to just be in there recording, giving them the next club banger, and just, you know what I'm saying, cooking up live while I still can come out and have a drink with the, you know what I'm saying, with the women.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, still stand on the couch, you know what I'm saying, so we'll just join the two.
That's true. If you got that sway, no pun intended, then I guess you can do that.
Gotta stay swayed up, man.
Man,
what about
ideal
you?
Night for me.
For real.
Ideal night for me, 10 o'clock. I hit the strip club, 12 o'clock. I hit the club, and I make 100 bands. So I hit the club, I hit the strip club, and I might have blew 10 bands. And then I hit the club, and I made 100 bands. Then I went to sleep. That's it. Whatever happened after I hit the club.
What time you go to sleep?
Eventually.
The next day.
Eventually.
See, that's the problem with me. I'm on this fucking, I'm getting up at like 9 in the morning lately. But, you know, all these rappers I know are in the studio till 8.
Yeah, no, I'm about to say, like, I ain't seen.
We just leaving.
9. I ain't seen the sunrise unless I stayed up the whole night. That's the only time I see the sunrise. But if I wake up before 12, I'm going to be a mad motherfucker.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Do you guys ever get frustrated with having to do all the meetings and press and, you know, like this and like all that kind of bullshit? Is that like the bad part of the job? What is the bad part of the job? I guess that's a good question.
We hate interviews. No, no, we fuck around. Like, we got damn. We just be like, we think about what it is. We just like, damn, you do, you know what I'm saying? You got to spread awareness. You got to raise awareness about this big, you know, massive album about to drop. So you got to raise awareness. This part of what you signed up for, you know what I'm saying? So you just like, you got to get up. You got to just like. Yeah. When you're sleeping on that bed, you just gotta be like, fuck, I gotta do this, you know what I'm saying? When I was going to Olive Garden, that's what I wanna do. So you know what I'm saying? You gotta just get up out the bed and realize, damn, this shit is like something for you.
That was one of the jobs
so you
had?
Just get out the, no. I was at Olive Garden?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Olive Garden. Hell yeah. I was a busser, I was a dishwasher, goddamn, just going crazy. I was trying to get a job at Walmart.
Really? Trying. That says a lot.
I worked at factories. I worked at McDonald's was my first job, though. You know what I'm saying? I was in there going crazy. They love me at McDonald's. I love McDonald's, too. Like, I ended up on the grill. I started off on the grill, boom, because I was a dude. I was a male. You know what I'm saying? I had some little guns. You know what I'm saying? So they were like, man, put him on the grill. Boom. Flipping patties on the grill. Flipping on the grill. Ended up, boom. They tried me one day at the front And I was, you know what I'm saying, just chopping up with the customers, making them smile, you know what I'm saying, making the ice cream perfect, fixing the ice cream machine, you know what I'm saying, and boom, put them on a drive-thru, and the drive-thru going crazy, you know what I'm saying, but it was just a learning experience. Like, it showed me, like, man, if you want something, you gotta fucking work for it. Right. And we was really just doing that just so we could live and just so we could get our studio equipment. But that's off topic, man. Let's get back. You know what I'm saying?
No, I feel you. Because, like, you know what the best feeling, though, is when you see an old picture of yourself and you remember how you felt at that time and, like, how hard life was. And because, you know, like, day to day, you might be having a bad day because you wake up and your fucking Gucci shirt got a blunt hole in it or something. Yeah. You know, I bet you guys have done that before and been like, damn, my whole day, that's annoying as fuck. And then think about the problems you had back when you had no money.
Yeah. Man, too many.
Mm. Yeah, that's real. I want to talk about the pop features or just the features on the new album in general. Who you guys got on there and why was it important for you to get those people?
Can we spill those beans? Is it close enough to album time? Like, is this live?
No.
When does this drop?
Probably tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Today, if the video camera's
rolling. The track list is not out yet?
The track list ain't out yet.
Ooh, okay. That's a big reveal right there.
I
want to
spill some big beans, but you know what I'm saying?
Your PR person is kind of looking at us like,
I got a gun pointed at me right now.
anybody that stands out that was important, though?
It's some crazy shit going on. Like, we leaked a couple songs right now. We gave a couple big features, you know what I'm saying? Juicy J. We gave the Travis Scott. We just dropped the CLOSE with Travis Scott. You know what I'm saying? And then we did the one for real, Chanel with Pharrell. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? Those are like, damn, this is what we put out. Imagine what's on the album, you know what I'm saying? It's like, because we're building up to the album. So imagine, like, what's on the album, you know what I'm saying? We got the most crazy music, the most crazy features, like, and the features make sense. Like, the other day I was in the studio and I got someone hopped on one of my songs and it's gonna be big as fuck. And it's like someone that's super relevant right now, you feel me? So
you just knew immediately as soon as you heard it?
Yeah, it was like I was like, man, it's a blessing from the heavens.
With your songs, like when you have a hit on your hands, do you feel like you kinda know as soon as you hear it?
Yeah. Yeah. When you got a hit on your hands, man, you already know. Like I said, it's gonna make the hair on the back of your leg stand up, the hair on the back of your neck stand up. You're gonna be like, what the fuck, bro? This shit is fire as fuck. It's gonna make you move. You're gonna keep running it back. And then it's not even a song yet technically, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a feeling. Mm-hmm. And when they give you that good feeling, you know, like, bro, this is something special. You gotta make sure you save this session, organize this session, put this somewhere safe, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep coming back to this. And then you gonna know, like, if the song hasn't dropped and then like 4 months go by, you listen to the song again, it still give you that same feeling, and it still seems so urgent. That's how you know it's a fucking hit. You need to get this shit out right now.
Do you feel like you're a really good judge of your own stuff in that regard? Like, do you ever listen to something you think it's fire as fuck, and you hear it 3 months later, and you're like, nah, that ain't really it?
Yeah, that's how you know this wasn't it. This was just some temporary, you know what I'm saying? It's still fire as fuck, but it's not right now. It's still, you know what I'm saying? You might have better songs in the cut, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, that song didn't make it. You know what I'm saying?
What else you guys got planned in terms of, like, promotion for the album, in terms of the whole rollout and everything? Anything crazy? You gonna go on Ellen or anything?
Shout out to Ellen. Hell yeah, we going on Ellen. I love Ellen. I like the Ellen draws.
She has underwear?
Yeah, she has underwear. I love the Ellen draws. They comfortable.
For real? I might have to check that out.
They fire as fuck.
Yeah, Rico Reckless told me I had to buy the Versace drawers just to, like, tell him what I thought of it. He's like, that's the best that your junk will ever feel in your whole life. I spent $75. I mean, I'll admit that it did feel probably the best that any underwear I ever had felt. But I don't know if it's, like, you know, eight times better than regular underwear.
Nah, the Calvin Klein's go crazy, too.
Yeah. You know what? One thing I heard you say in a fucking interview that I thought was the funniest shit is when you said that the monkey is, like, killer for Instagram engagement. Just having the monkey in general?
Oh, yeah, the monkeys. Yeah, I got two monkeys. I got two monkeys. It's Swaycation. I got them from an island, you know what I'm saying, when I went on a Swaycation.
Mm-hmm.
I rescued the monkeys, you know what I'm saying? So,
you got them out there? You can just do that?
I got them on a Swaycation, you know what I'm saying? I just know people.
Wow. That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? They crazy. They growing up. They got personalities and everything.
Because that's rare as fuck. Like, you know, you could have a girl in a photo and that'll get you more likes. You could have a nice car in
the
photo.
Oh, yeah, the monkeys. Oh, no, the monkeys. The girls love the monkeys, man. Like, I be having parties. Like, we be having parties in L.A. At the crib. And then, boom, like, all the girls come through and then, boom, they take pictures with the monkeys.
Mm.
Like, it's like so many, like, pictures with the monkeys, like, been circulating on the internet. Boom. like, so I seen like this funny ass shit on the internet that was like, man, you can't find no girls in LA that ain't been to Swae Lee in them house. You know what I'm saying? Like, just cause the monkeys, you know what I'm saying?
They the monkeys, like, the burn. Nah, for real. Girls for real. Do always say that. Like, what are you doing tonight? Oh, Ray Shremmer having a house party. I'm going to. I'm like, all right.
it's like a little thing low key out here, bro.
I know.
It's just funny. The monkeys, yeah, they part of the family.
Yeah.
For real.
I think that's funny as fuck though, because at a certain point, if you've been single in LA for too long, then like, you know, you just, people start talking, people know that your house is a place where they have house parties and shit.
Yeah,
that's
real.
A good reputation to have overall, but.
Mm-hmm. And we be in the studio while the party going on, you know what I'm saying? Banging the new songs, see, the unreleased songs.
That's why being rich is crucial to the whole situation, because you got to be able to have enough like staff on deck to be like making, you know, taking the phones and like.
Yeah, we still trying to get rich, man. Every day we trying to get rich.
Yeah.
Richer.
That's got to be incredible. You know, I'm out here fucking thinking I'm bougie, like when you're in the studio and they got like some dude with face tattoos and he's doing tattoos in the corner. That seems baller to me.
Yeah, we do. You guys got a nightclub. Yeah, now we got that going on too.
Yeah, but that's like baller to me. That's like normal to you.
That's fine. Nah.
That's a start.
We do that. That's fine. Like tattoo parties going on too. A couple homies pull up with the gun, you know what I'm saying? We just go in right on the spot.
Oh, that one's fresh right there, huh?
That's what's fucked up. I got some shit on it. I don't even say what I got on it on the air and shit.
But that's a BMX tattoo. You got a bike right there?
Yeah, it's a bike. Shout out my homie Mary Lupini, you know what I'm saying? She did me.
Is that Lisa on the side of your head?
It's some crazy shit.
For Lil Peep, rest in peace. Because he had it right here. I had to go get it, man.
Damn, but I guess.
After I got that shit, it's kind of weird because like I was in the grocery store the other day and some dude just like gave me like a double take and just stared at it and just goes, nice. I was just like, it's weird just having it be like, he just thought it was funny and like he didn't even feel the need to explain why he thought it was funny.
You gonna color it yellow?
I don't think so. I'm trying to figure out what to do with the whole top of my head. I was looking at this Mexican dude doing tattoos in the studio, and he had L.A. the whole top of his head. I'm like, damn, I wish I was from here. I could get something like that.
Man, you got to get that shrimp life tat, man.
the whole life. Back?
Yeah, the shrimp life on your back, bro.
I bet you guys aren't even that surprised when you see fans with fucking crazy-ass tattoos of your group's name and everything at this point, right?
It's a couple of shrimp life tats out there. Shout out to the dedicated ones. Shout out to everybody supporting the shrimp life. They fuck with the shrimps.
I like the hairline tattoo. I ain't got no type right here.
Let them know when they first meet you. Let them know what it is.
I ain't got no type. Be real though, y'all got types or what?
No type. Just, you know what I'm saying? Smart, beautiful women. Smart, beautiful women that love themselves, that love to spread good energy. We love them.
That's true. That's really all there is to it.
Trying to find that one to settle down with, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just moved in with my girlfriend.
Take on a swaycation.
Shit's crazy.
For real?
Yep. Finally did it.
Oh, shit.
She was about to get an apartment like a block away. I was like, man, this is stupid. Let's just move in.
Yeah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Split the cost.
Split that rent.
Fuck
it. Hey, man, we ain't getting fucking Billboard number one, Hot 100 fucking money out here. We just getting regular old podcast money. You might need to split the rent at some point, you know?
Nah, chill, bro. You gone for life.
Yo, but, all right. You ever think about going outside the monkey thing? Because I've been hearing about NBA Youngboy having the Tigers and shit and like... I heard a lot of crazy stories about how difficult the Tigers can be to deal with.
Man, if Shrimp Life 3 go double platinum, I'm going to get a tiger and I'm going to give one to the zoo.
You got to do that after a while anyway. The animal control comes through and they'll be like, yo, the tiger's fucked up. And they'll just take the tiger from you.
For real. I treat all my animals, they well taken care of, you know what I'm saying? My dogs.
I think a monkey's like easier to control though.
So easy, bro. Just change the diaper, you know what I'm saying? Feed them.
Right.
Nourish them. Just talk to them. Good to go.
It's just like being in a relationship. You know, just
for real. Take give him attention. Yeah. Give him a little attention. That's all I need.
But you might have to, like, at a certain point, you know, with the monkey, you could just get like a caretaker for it. Yeah. Whereas, like, with my girlfriend, like, sometimes I wish that I could do that. Like,
with the
like,
Shrimp Life 3 money, I can afford one right now. I'm just, you know, trying to get it.
I wish I could get some other guy to, like, do some of the boyfriendly duties. Like, oh, I could just have, like, my boyfriend intern, like, take you to the mall so I could stay here at the house.
Yeah, definitely if my girl can, you know what I'm saying, take care of it, that'll be fine.
You guys are probably going to do, like, outrageous first week sales numbers based on the fact that it's a triple album and that you guys are always doing stupid numbers on most of your songs anyway. It's probably, you know, it's very easy to imagine that this could be, like, a...
It's going to be our best album. It's going to be our biggest album, for real. I promise you, I got a good feeling it's going to be our biggest album.
I mean, it just keeps on going up, album after album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the fans are really addicted to. They just love seeing that progression, you know?
For real. Evolving constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly coming with something new like they never heard from us. Just like, you know what I'm saying? We trying to drop all different types of music. Like, not just rap, you know what I'm saying? Not just R&B, like, we want to be, like, real artists. I can show you, like, different, all the different flavors that we can, you know what I'm saying, put out there.
For sure. Do you listen to any music outside of rap for the most part?
Oh, yeah, I listen to a lot of stuff. Whatever sound good, we fuck with it. Like, we ain't biased, you know what I'm saying? We fuck with it. Whatever is, like, quality music, we banging it. We on it. Probably before everybody else is on it.
For sure. Yeah, man. So I was wondering about, like, where you guys see...
But for the most part, yeah, we just... My bad.
No, no,
for the most part, though...
I think I'm being high from like you guys smoking so much.
Oh, yeah, we smoked the room. It's a little foggy up in this joint.
Nah, that happens, like, all the time.
For real, hotbox the joint. Hotbox, no jumper.
No, my girlfriend will walk in here. She'll be, like, about to puke and stuff because she don't smoke. It's like... A lot of people can't handle
repellent.
This room.
It's that girlfriend repellent.
Oh, yeah, that's what blunts are, huh?
Nah, but for the most part, though, you know what I'm saying... I just listen to unreleased songs that we created, you know what I'm saying, that we cooked up. That's like 93% of the time I'm listening to songs like that I made or that Jimmy made or that we made together, like, or beats, 93% of the time, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I be tuning into the new music, you know what I'm saying, music coming out too.
Yeah, that shit can be weird when you get so used to listening to unreleased music that then by the time it comes out, you don't even really want to be listening to it like
that. Oh, you on to the next thing. You cooking up the next banger at that point. Yo, that's real.
Like the label's telling you, like, yo, you got to promote the shit on your album. You're like, I've been heard those songs. The songs real, are like a year old. Like, I want to play this new shit.
Right, did y'all hear my next shit I'm coming with? Yeah. And you still love that song, but it's like, on to the next.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys ever thought about, like, getting into the... Well, I know you have your own label, but, like, really getting into there and, like, really... signing artists and pushing your own artists and shit like that?
Hell yeah. Once we just get, like, super solidified, well, personally, me, myself, like, personally, I feel like once I feel like I'm in the game, like, people respect me, people love us, but I want to get, like, really higher, like, Don status, like, to the highest possible status there is, or just keep going up. I want to be, like, world-renowned, just, like, respected and just loved and just, you know what I'm saying, like, one of them type of artists, you know what I'm saying, like, a super universal artist. And then... Once I get my foot all the way in the door, my whole body in the door, that's when I'm going to just branch out and just be able to, you know what I'm saying, bring people up the way I want to bring them up without struggling to get up. Just, you know what I'm saying, I want to, like, just be able to, like, showcase the artist. Like, boom, this is what's hot. Put it out there, present it, and the world accept it. Because they will be really listening to what type of music it is because of how they respect us or love us. You know what I'm saying? They know, like, he vouching for this person. This is, like, really what's up. So I want to, when they get to that point, that's when I'm going to start, like, boom, all right, it's label shit, you know what I'm saying? Boom, let's go crazy, 100%, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I feel like we still got pushing, you know what I'm saying? We still got climbing to go.
Jimmy, I know you got mogul aspirations.
What's up, man? Hey, Slim Jimmy in this thing, man. Hey, I'm straight out Mississippi, man. Shout out to Ida Street, shout out to Tupelo, man. Hey, yo, bro, you don't know nobody from Tupelo, bro. So
I think you're right.
So straight up, I got artists coming out of Tupelo. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy Riff three times.
Yeah, we got
times.
The gang.
Shout out to Montana P, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to 1K, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody doing their thing, man. Shout out to Skurf the Gang, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Tupelo, we saying Duffy. So shout out to my boy Duffy, man. Everything Duffy. And I don't know. I got aspirations on being a mogul in the music and bringing my whole city up. You know what I'm saying? So definitely I don't care when I got to start, but I know you got to start somewhere. So I'm going to start right now. So you already know. I'm telling you, it's coming out soon. Riff three times featuring Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? Trap House is coming out real soon. That's how we doing it. Shrimp Life.
So it's all Duffy? Can I say that? It's all Duffy?
It's all Duffy. Everything Duffy.
What's it mean? It's just all good?
Everything good. Everything fresh. Or I'm Duffy, you know what I'm saying? Everything, you know what I'm saying? Duffy.
Woke up today, looked in the mirror. I was like, damn, I'm Duffy as fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, we definitely fuck with a nigga. But at this point, it's like, nigga just be so consumed, you know what I'm saying, with the Ray Shrimmer shit, you know what I'm saying, cooking out new music.
But I got...
It's like, I'm just saying, me, you know what I'm saying? I just got to focus, you know what I'm saying, like, steady, back to back.
And it's always a
so
problem.
It's hard, you know what I'm saying, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
when an artist is at the top of their career and they start trying to push their homie, like, really, really hard, a lot of times it doesn't really work out right. It's like, you really...
You got to seize that moment.
Top, when you're the top dog, when you're really out there and people give a fuck, you got to just hold on to that energy for dear life.
You know what I'm saying? Just bringing everybody up.
Right? When your niggas go hard, but you know they gonna make it. It's a single swim industry. Mm. And you know what I'm saying? I know my team go hard because look where we coming from. Nigga, this a new city. You don't know that many artists out of Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? We had the Joker. You know what I'm saying? We got David Banner. You know what I'm saying? We got Big Crit. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing, bro. We coming. Mississippi. It's right now. I don't know what time you talking about. The time is right now. I'm bringing my niggas with me. Riff three times, Montana, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, that's gang, though.
You know what I'm saying? 1K, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, anybody I see going hard, Scurf the gang, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring them up if I can, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is, because Tupelo is a new place. And I got one of the dopest artists right here, you know what I'm saying? Music coming out real soon. His name, you know what I'm saying,
Mike. That's little bro right there. That's little bro right there. Mike, what up?
He going stupid. But you know what I'm saying? Mississippi, a new place. We got new undiscovered artists, undiscovered talent, and we got something to bring to the game. And that's what we're going to do.
Beautiful. Hey, let me ask you this. They're harassing him for blunts or something. Oh, you want to get the shout out real quick?
No, he's straight.
He's cool. Okay. When you guys go back to Mississippi, you feel like there's a ridiculous amount of love or in the South in general?
Yeah, it's straight love.
Man, I get mad love when I go back. I just shot a music video because, you know, we're doing a separate side. So I just dropped that single, Brinks Truck, and I went back to where we from. We from a small town, Tupelo, and we was grew up on the Ida Street, right? So I shot a video on Ida Street, and, like, they tore down most of the apartment complexes that used to be there, but some of them still there. So everybody that still lived there had came out. It was almost like the club. It was, like, filled up. They filled up the complex. They were standing on the top, on the bottom. I was on top of the truck. People was dancing. We was having a good time. It was, like, late as fuck.
That's fire. Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. You guys trying to tell me something with that OVO lighter you got right there?
Oh, yeah. We fuck with them.
Okay.
You know.
That's your way of telling me you're signing to OVO now?
No. It's Drummers Records, but you know what I'm saying? We fuck with them heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, shout out 40.
Shout out Drake and 40 and everybody. Right. Yeah, that's a big fact.
Mike Willie.
No. Damn, okay. Well, I did want to ask this about the new album. All right, say you were to listen to each one side by side. Yeah. What's the difference, like, feel-wise? I mean, when you guys are left to make your own music and stuff, what tends to be the difference in terms of is Jimmy more aggressive in his shit?
I'm Jimmy.
Yeah, one Jim and that's Sway. One Jim, one Sway. It's just like, for the ones that understand Jim, they already know what's coming. For the ones that understand Sway, they know what's coming. You know what I'm saying? Ray Shrim, they know the fusion.
For sure. I feel like Jimmy's got a little bit more aggression, whereas you're a little bit smoother. Is that true?
Yeah, that's
I just say,
when it's time to go crazy, I'm going to go crazy, but I'm just, you know what I'm saying, I'm laid back.
I just got a deeper voice, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. It just depends on what the situation is. You know what I'm saying? When it's time to go crazy, I'm going crazy. But, like, this is an interview. I want to just let my mental, you know what I'm saying, flow.
Just let it out.
When I'm in the gym, I'm aggressive as a motherfucker. Mm. When I'm shooting ball, you know what I'm saying, I'm aggressive as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? When I'm doing certain situations, when I'm in certain situations, I'm just a different way. I'm always smooth. I'm coming through the lane when I'm playing basketball real smooth. Coming to the three-point line real smooth.
No jumper.
I hate it if they got no jumper. I fuck with no jumper, but I hate it if you're on the court with no jumper. For real.
That's real. All right. Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've covered a pretty good amount of ground here and stuff. I'm excited to hear this new album, man.
Shit crazy. We got new videos coming, too, real soon.
I know you guys go hard with the videos, too. Like, you guys really, at this point, it's like you can't just shoot a regular-ass video.
Yeah, we came to that conclusion, too. We like, man, we got to really go take it up a level with our videos, too, and start just really, like, fucking with the dopest video producers and directors and just, like, making the full movie with our songs, because our songs are evolving themselves, you know what I'm saying? They're starting to become more movie scores, mm-hmm. in a sense. So we got to take our videos up, you know what I'm saying? So we dropping one. We just did CLOSC with Travis Scott, you know what I'm saying? We're going to drop that on their heads real soon. You know what I'm saying? That's coming. That's crazy. And everything going to be crazy.
And one thing you can expect from the project, I'm just speaking for me, from my point of view. Goddamn, you're going to see more of Tupelo because I'm shooting all my videos in Tupelo. So you know what I'm saying?
That's
all right. I already know what's up, you know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't never seen it, so I'm going to show it to you. So if you want to get to know what's up, where we from, I'm going to show you through my videos. Shrimp Life 3 coming soon. Air Drama Records, year to year.
You got to really give it to you because you have local pride like a motherfucker. Like, I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire, and I do shout it out, but at the same time,
it's understood love. It's understood love.
Right. Yeah. People don't really know about Nashua, New Hampshire in much the same way that they probably don't know about Tupelo.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that. Shouting it out. That means a lot to the local people, too, because, you know, they're not used to getting shout-outs like that.
Nah, that's for sure.
Mm. Like, if you're from Brooklyn, everybody's saying Brooklyn, Brooklyn, Brooklyn. It's normal. But if you're from somewhere that people don't necessarily really know about and you still show stupid love, they end up really appreciating the fuck out of it, I think.
Yeah.
Shit.
My shit, like, I love the city, but, like, my shit, like, swaycation is like a trip. It's like a getaway, you feel me? Because right. you're trying to get out of a bad situation, you feel me? So it's like, boom, take now a trip away it. And come back. So, boom, swaycation. It's like, take a trip, get away, come back, see some shit, come back, take a trip. You know what I'm saying? Just get into another space, you feel me? Swaycation.
It's like a metaphor?
Yeah, it's like something like that.
Like, is it a metaphor for drugs?
Oh, no. Kids, stay drug-free. It's just a getaway. Some people can take it like that, you know what I'm saying? Swaycation. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But,
I mean, yeah. A lot of people classically throughout music history have, like, talked about going on trips, but it's actually been about them taking
getting
drugs.
High as a motherfucker, yeah.
So, you know.
They can take it like that, too. They can take it like that, too.
I mean, hey, that might be part of it.
That's creative.
I'm going for it. I'm out here trying to advise you. I'm trying to A&R this project. Shit.
Gotta get the 5 stars.
Amazing. All right. Well, hey, you guys want to shout out anybody? You want to let us know anything we need to know before we get out of here?
Shout out to everybody that been showing love. Shout out to my dog, Boombada. Shout out to...
The Monkees. What are their names?
My family.
Oh.
Shout out to Lil G, Lil Naya, my mama, Miss Bernadette. Shout out Big Zeke over there. Posted. With something in his backpack. Shout out to goddamn. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that downloaded all my new music. I fucking love you, man. I wish I could just goddamn get y'all in all my shows and just come straight up to you face to face and shake your hand for all the support. And yeah, shout out to No Jumper.
Hey, appreciate that, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Shrimp Life 3 on the fucking way.
Hitmakers. Eardrums.
On God.
We out here. Shout out to DJ Foo, Stat Quo. I haven't met Mike Will yet, but we're going to have to work on that.
He the man.
Eardrummers.
Hey, this is the best music we ever created.
I'm ready. No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. You know I got that jumper. Bang.